News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The state should help developers to build more homes for rent. That's according to a government review, basically advocating more assistance for developers to build, particularly financial assistance. Carol Tallon, CEO of Property District. Is this a good idea?
Good morning, Shane. And not only is it a good idea, it just needs to happen. All of the evidence is pointing in the direction of this being the way to increase supply in the marketplace.
Why do developers need this support?
The reality is that delivering homes in Ireland is exceptionally expensive, and that's not an opinion. That's borne out by the data that we have in a global context and in an Irish context. And we're constantly playing this game of catch up because we had a lost decade of infrastructure and housing delivery. And there was a skill set lost during that time as well. So actually, there are so many reasons why delivering homes is challenging. And part of that, by the way, is that, you know, people often talk back to a time when we were delivering a high volume of homes. But the reality is the quality wasn't there to back that up. The regulatory framework wasn't there to sure. ensure and guarantee that quality. These are all changes that have been addressed. So now, actually, as recently as this week, we know that we are looking at a new construction regulator coming in to ensure the quality of what's being delivered. So in this more regulated area where we're delivering higher quality homes, but we still have the challenges of planning delays. All of these have a knock-on effect on project viability. It just means that objectively, projects cannot be delivered viably, and they can't be delivered viably across the public or private sector. So actually, we need to stimulate housing. So actually, the tenure of housing, whether it's for the sales or rental market, is almost immaterial. It's actually the delivery is the issue.
Okay. One of the criticisms I do hear of developers is that they only want to build certain types of development. They want to build the 3 and 4 bedroom houses with a front and back garden, that they're reluctant to build apartments, for example. Is that a legitimate criticism?
There's no ideology that's driving developers. Developers are driven by their commercial viability of projects. So the reality is, our funding mechanisms aren't mature enough to really enable the funding of apartments, because apartments are funded in a different way than housing developments are, where home builders can go in, develop phase one, sell phase one, develop phase two using that money.
Yeah.
You can't do that with apartment blocks, the groundworks, all of the
Is that where the financial package would focus? Is that where it should focus, do you think?
Actually, it needs to focus across a number of areas, because quite frankly, in Ireland, planning is not just a problem, it is the problem. And we've had a really
planning granted for tens of thousands of homes that aren't being built by builders?
There are currently 1,000 decisions of a backlog within on board planning,
yeah,
despite
but there's
massive.
There's also tens of thousands of houses. No, but sorry, Carol, can I just put the point to you?
Yeah.
There's also tens of thousands of houses that have been granted plan permission that aren't being built by builders. It's a convenient excuse to blame the planning system always.
No, it's not a convenient excuse. The reality is our planning regime is genuinely struggling. And while there's been an attempt to overhaul and a massive up resourcing of it, we haven't seen that trickle down effect yet. So we still have that backlog. That's not a convenient excuse.
Why are those houses not being built?
No, you're absolutely right. There are planning permissions granted in areas that it is no longer viable to deliver those projects. There's no concerted effort to.
Sitting on land banks, watching the value of those land banks increase. That's not a factor.
Generally speaking, that wouldn't be the driving factor. Actually, what we're seeing at the moment is we're seeing a changing environment where the end delivery of product is very much dictated by the level of first-time buyer grants where they're delivered. We've a really bad system of actually pricing the delivery of units at the moment. And look, there really is a reality in the marketplace at the moment. It is still politically unpalatable to think of helping developers just because it's a hangover for the crash.
We will have to leave it there.
Increased supply.
Carol Tallon, CEO of Property District, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Back in a moment.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.